This is an Aero News Touch and Go with Aviation News and Brief for November 22nd. I'm Paul Plack. It's going to be a tough Christmas at Mooney. Back in 2008, the company had 500 employees. Now it has 53 left. By the end of this year, that number will be down to about 10. It only took 6 years from the start of negotiations, but pilots at AirTran have ratified a contract with management. Southwest Airlines says its flight attendants have ratified a contract that addresses adding the Boeing 737-800 to the current collective bargaining agreement. Delta says it was notified by the National Mediation Board last week that more than 53% of below-wing airport customer service and cargo warehouse employees voted to reject representation by the International Association of Machinists. The FAA has announced agreement with the Department of Defense to open airspace normally reserved for the military to the airlines this holiday season. AFGE, the American Federation of Government Employees, is calling on the TSA to better educate passengers before they're screened, so the new process won't come as such a shock and screeners won't become the objects of wrath. The FAA has proposed fines against three companies. Two are for violations of shipping regulations. An Embraer Legacy 600, which was involved in an infamous mid-air collision with a Gol Airlines 737 over Brazil in 2006, has been ferried back to the U.S. The pilot of an Air India Express flight, which overshot a runway in Mangalore on landing, had been asleep for more than half the flight. And a couple of lovers availing themselves of an empty mobile command post van at Denver International didn't know there were motion-activated security cams. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves recalls an accident that illustrates why a thorough pre-flight checkout is crucial when an aircraft has just emerged from maintenance or a restoration. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.